Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Caroline Elizabeth. Caroline is a certified life and health coach and business consultant for introverted entrepreneurs. She guides her clients tap into and leverage their unique strengths so their businesses and life authentically thrive. She is going to share a biz hub about taking action. Caroline, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me, Anna.
So let's go.
All right. So taking action. So I just want to talk quickly about how much you may already know and how I think so many of us kind of sit back and we just allow the information to, you know, that is online, that is just everywhere around us. There's so much like shiny object information around. And I know in my case, I've worked for myself for 15 years. I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on information, including courses, including mentoring. I'm a coach myself, and I'll say yes, and including coaching when maybe I wasn't there yet. I just have spent a lot. And in reality, I wasn't taking enough action based on what I already knew. So not considering the experience that I have developed over time and trusting myself to take action based on that experience. And instead, I would continually just go after something outside of myself. And then that just continued to snowball into me, you know, second guessing my decisions and really not paying attention to my intuition. So while there is appreciation for education and for knowledge, I do want to point out that this action, taking action from where you're at, is super, super important, rather than just chasing after something. And I think a lot of that, in my case and in the my clients and others I've seen, is, you know, that is more of a avoiding the inevitable, the avoiding of potential judgment, rejection, even success. And I just want to just, you know, empower your audience to just realize that, hey, what do you know right now? You don't have to just, you know, invest, and just know where you're at right now, and then invest at times when it's going to matter. And there is something to be said about investing. Absolutely. This is, you know, the business I'm in. I help my clients and, you know, with their businesses, but there is definitely the time frame that needs to be taken into consideration.
Yes. You know, I've met so many people who don't take action because they're waiting for that perfect moment, or they're waiting to know more or to like do their due diligence. And they oftentimes they don't realize that imperfect action, even if it's messy, is so much better than perfect inaction.
Exactly. So
and go ahead.
It's so true. I just am thinking about how believing that you need to have this perfection in order to go forward and comparing your current state to somebody else's, you know, where they're at and how they got there. A lot of us get to a successful level based on imperfection and based on, and having a vulnerability, being able to admit that, you know, you're not perfect is, especially now, such a breath of fresh air. And I think that's, you know, okay to do. And I think audiences really appreciate when there's a human element to a business, especially online.
Yes. And as you mentioned, sometimes we look up to someone and they're like, oh, they're so successful and I need to be like that. But we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Like, we don't see how many mishaps they have had.
Exactly.
And how much work there is behind that. So instead of setting up the goal of, oh, I'm going to be as successful as this huge person. All right, so how can I break it down in little steps? And how can I give myself due dates on those little goals that I'm making for myself?
Exactly. Yes. And I think those little steps also, another thing I want to point out is with those steps is developing the habits to continue going. I think sometimes I myself, I believe I created the habit of buying, 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 thinking, okay, this is going to be the answer. This is going to be the answer. And now have the habit of really assessing where I'm at and experimenting and evaluating, like, and just taking that step forward intentionally instead of just gathering everything around me and hoping for the best.
Yes. I will say this. If you're an entrepreneur and want those courses for free, you just go into your email and look for them. And oh, if they're there because you bought them three days ago, no, 3 years ago, you just got them for free. Girl math for
There you
you.
go. That's a great point.
I love this. So,
Yeah.
Caroline, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Okay, so I work with introverted entrepreneurs. I mainly work with women, and where they can find me is an Instagram. I'm found at I am Caroline Elizabeth. I'm also found on my Facebook profile. And so I love to connect with people on Facebook. I post a lot on there. I believe it's Caroline Elizabeth Hello, but maybe I can send that to you and we can post it somewhere. Yeah, and I'm hosting a workshop, a free workshop in March 4th to 8th, which I'll be posting on my Instagram as well. Just about all goal setting and just nourishing your business from the inside out. So I'll be sharing more about that on my profiles too.
Perfect. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Caroline Elizabeth, for coming in and sharing her story about taking action. If you've got a BizHab of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhabs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHab a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to FactorOne.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHabs. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhabs.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.